Just hours after being sworn in as the new Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese has arrived in Tokyo to meet with the leaders of Japan, India and the United States. And yes, President Biden is also in town for the Quad Summit, which is expected to focus heavily on Russia's war in Ukraine and relations with China. I asked our correspondent in Tokyo, Chris Gilbert, if the arrival of the Aussie PM is the talk of the town.
Not bad, is it? You get sworn in Monday morning, then straight onto a plane to Tokyo. That's not the worst way to start a term. But yeah, Biden's also in town for the Quad talks, which also involve India. And Biden met with Kishida, the Prime Minister of Japan, today. And some results from that already. You know, the news ramping up, getting hyped about it, saying it's the most important talks in 20 years since the Cold War, although the Cold War was many more years than 20 years ago. Yeah. But Biden committed in the talks to an all-out defense of Japan in the region, saying we will defend Japan in this region. Our ally is Japan. Japan and the region, which is, in foreign policy, very strong language, drawing a big fat old line in the sand there. The Prime Minister Kishida of Japan also claims that while he's here, Biden has confirmed support Japan to become a permanent member of the UN Security Council as well. Now, whether or not that happens or not, who the heck knows? But Kishida is claiming that Biden will support him. Japan is apparently being rewarded for their stance recently on Russia, you know, the language and the rhetoric and the sanction around Russia as aggressors in the Ukraine conflict by the U.S. Biden now saying that their relationship is the cornerstone for peace in the region. But Kishida and Biden, it's not all business. They're going to take in some of the culture too. They have a very nice walk in Hapoen, a very beautiful garden in downtown Tokyo. And I even heard Yuko Kishida, Mrs. Kishida, the first lady, is going to make matcha, which just sounds lovely.
What's matcha?
Matcha is the one and only original Japanese green tea. It's the tea that they make in the tea-making ceremonies.
Hey, you told us a story that gripped the nation, it gripped our listeners, it also gripped the New York Times, who said to this, they wrote that story 5 days after you told us about it, Chris, but tell us the latest on the Yamaguchi man who received all of his money's COVID relief, all of his town's COVID relief money, and then went on the run. How's he going?
Well, that's where you got me on. First up, Nate, I'm 5 days better than the New York Times.
Yeah.
Well, the plot is thickening with this guy every hour. Okay, so just a quick synopsis. This guy accidentally got all of his town's COVID money, and then he went on the run. I mean, that's pretty much it. The police had a hard time tracking him down and coming up with a reason to arrest him until apparently, okay, now let's put around everything, because this story is changing all the time. He blew about 500,000 New Zealand dollars, which was not his money. It was his town's money, on online casinos in 11 days. That was the news about this morning, or maybe like 12 hours ago. 11 days, online casinos, 500 grand, gone. The police, I tracked it, I suppose, because usually people in Yamaguchi Prefecture don't spend that much money in casinos in 11 days. So it was kind of a giveaway.
Yes.
And apparently they have arrested him for fraudulent use of a computer, which might seem weird, but the same charge was used to arrest a lady for putting discount stickers on items at a supermarket and using the self-checkout last year. So it's a very flexible charge. You could argue this man has a gambling addiction and is actually a sympathetic figure, but beep, 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 breaking news. Apparently, this is still being confirmed, but reports in the last few hours that 75% of the funds have been returned.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, there's a little handbrake twist in the story. He said he spent all of it, and the news reports in Japan are very vague about this still, but he says he blew all of it on online casinos in 11 days. The media here is reporting that the town is reporting that 75% of the misplaced money has been returned. Reports from the Yamaguchi Town Hall say it is back, despite what this guy has said. It could be that he was lying about having spent it all, because, oh yeah, no, that money, oh yeah, no, it's gone, I spent it. And then the police were like, oh, sweet, we can arrest you now. And he was like, oh, that money, no, here it is, it was in my back pocket, here you go, 75% of it, here it is, it's back. So we're going to have to figure this out, because this story is changing all the time, so please stay tuned on this one.
I'd love to. That's Chris Gilbert, and he's in Tokyo.